Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mabrami Avram Goldar and Dinim Mesechah Zavodah Zorah Daf Chafei. The second parak in Ma'amidin. The Zichu Mesechah Zavodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Al Vashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Al Vashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the pasuk which describes the sun standing still for Yeshua states, "V'yamud haShemesh b'chatzi haShamayim v'lo'atz lavo k'yom tamim," and the sun stood still in the middle of the sky and it did not hasten to set as long as a whole day. Amoraim dispute how many hours the daytime lasted in total based on the pasuk's implication that it stopped twice and that the event is described as being a whole day. Number one, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it was 24 hours long. The sun rose for 6 hours, stood still for six, then sank for 6 hours, and stood still at the horizon for 6 hours before setting for a whole day of daytime altogether. Number two, Rabbi Lazar says it was 36 hours long, standing for 12 hours at noon and another 12 at sunset, a whole day's worth of standing still. And number three, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says it was 48 hours, standing still at noon for 12 hours, and then standing still for 24 hours, a whole day, by sunset. In another version, the above opinions were about the additional hours, meaning how long it stood still. Our Braisa teaches that the sun stood still for Yeshua, Moshe, and Nachdimon Ben-Gurion. Point number two, the Mishnah and Daf Chabbeis Amud Aleph taught that a woman may not be secluded with an akum because they're suspect for arayas. The Gemara says that yichud is prohibited with any Jew, and even with numerous Jews if they're prutzim, meaning promiscuous, as idolaters are. It answers that yichud with an idolater is prohibited even b'ishto imo, when his wife is with him. This yichud is permitted with a Jew whose wife watches him and prevents him from sinning, but forbidden with an idolater whose wife does not prevent him from sinning since she does the same. The Gemara asks that Yichud should be prohibited even without the concern of relations because the Akum may murder her. Rabbi Yirmiyah answers, "Be'isha chashuva skinin." We're discussing a prominent woman, meaning close to the government and physically attractive, because they're afraid of killing her, and Yichud would be permitted if not for the concern of relations. Ravidi answers, "Isha klei zena aleha." A woman's weapons, so to speak, are always upon her, meaning the Akum will spare her to have relations with her. The Gemara explains the difference between these opinions. And point number three, was taught in the Braisa that Yisrael finds himself traveling on a road with an akum, tofel yamino, he should keep the akum on his right side. So if the idolater attempts to kill him, he can stop him with his right hand. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, says that if the akum is a sword, he should be kept to the Yisrael's right side, so the sword, which is sheathed on the akum's left, will be near the Yisrael's hand. But if he has a staff held in his right hand, he should be kept to the Yisrael's left side. When ascending or descending an incline, the Yisrael should always be above the Akum. He should never bend before him, lest he smash the Jew's skull. If the Akum asks where he's going, Yarchiv lo esederech, he should extend the way for him, meaning give a further destination than the true one, like Yaakov did for Esav. Rabbi Akiva's Talmudim once did so to bandits, and when the bandits realized and were told whose students they were, they declared, "Ashrei Rabbi Akiva v'Talmida, fortunate Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, shel pagah behen adam rab ma'olam, that no evil man ever attacked them." So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the pasuk which describes the sun standing still for Yeshua states, "V'yamud haShemesh b'chatzi haShamayim v'lo'atz lavo k'yom tamim," and the sun stood still in the middle of the sky and it did not hasten to set as long as a whole day. Amoraim dispute how many hours the daytime lasted in total based on the pasuk's implication that it stopped twice and that the event is described as being a whole day. Number one, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it was 24 hours long. The sun rose for 6 hours, stood still for six, then sank for 6 hours, and stood still at the horizon for 6 hours before setting for a whole day of daytime altogether. Number two, Rabbi Lazar says it was 36 hours long, standing for 12 hours at noon and another 12 at sunset, a whole day's worth of standing still. And number three, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says it was 48 hours, standing still at noon for 12 hours, and then standing still for 24 hours, a whole day, by sunset. In another version, the above opinions were about the additional hours, meaning how long it stood still. Our Braisa teaches that the sun stood still for Yeshua, Moshe, and Nachdimon Ben-Gurion. Point number two, the Mishnah and Daf Chabbeis Amud Aleph taught that a woman may not be secluded with an akum because they're suspect for arayas. The Gemara says that yichud is prohibited with any Jew, and even with numerous Jews if they're prutzim, meaning promiscuous, as idolaters are. It answers that yichud with an idolater is prohibited even b'ishto imo, when his wife is with him. This yichud is permitted with a Jew whose wife watches him and prevents him from sinning, but forbidden with an idolater whose wife does not prevent him from sinning since she does the same. The Gemara asks that Yichud should be prohibited even without the concern of relations because the Akum may murder her. Rabbi Yirmiyah answers, "Be'isha chashuv askinan." We're discussing a prominent woman, meaning close to the government and physically attractive, because they're afraid of killing her, and yichud would be permitted if not for the concern of relations. Ravidi answers, "Isha klei zena aleha." A woman's weapons, so to speak, are always upon her, meaning the outcome will spare her to have relations with her. The Gemara explains the difference between these opinions. And point number three was taught in a braisa that Yisrael finds himself traveling on a road with an akum. Tofel yamino, he should keep the akum on his right side. So if the idolater attempts to kill him, he can stop him with his right hand. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, says that if the akum is a sword, he should be kept to the Yisrael's right side. So the sword, which is sheathed on the akum's left, will be near the Yisrael's hand. But if he has a staff held in his right hand, he should be kept to the Yisrael's left side. When ascending or descending an incline, the Yisrael should always be above the Akum. He should never bend before him, lest he smash the Jew's skull. If the Akum asks where he's going, Yarchiv lo esederech, he should extend the way for him, meaning give a further destination than the true one, like Yaakov did for Esav. Rabbi Akiva's Talmudim once did so to bandits, and when the bandits realized and were told whose students they were, they declared, "Ashrei Rabbi Akiva v'Talmida, fortunate Rabbi Akiva and his Talmudim, shel paga behen adam rab ma'olam, that no evil man ever attacked them." All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chafei, and our standard Siman is a 25th silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait, not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, while he went back to work making sure the Akum traveling with him with a sword was on his right side. Once again, slow motion. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner, 25th anniversary, that must more on Daf Chav Hey. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchogas, how many hours the sun stood still for Yehoshua. So when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amidov taught that a woman may not be secluded with an Akum because they're suspect for Arias. The Gemara asks that Yichud is prohibited with any Jew, and even with numerous Jews if they're prutzim, meaning promiscuous, as idolaters are. It answers that Yichud with an idolater is prohibited even by Ishto Imo, when his wife is with him. This Yichud is permitted with a Jew whose wife watches him and prevents him from sinning, but forbidden with an idolater whose wife does not prevent him from sinning, since she does the same. So, when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, while he went back to work making sure the Akum traveling with him with a sword was on his right side. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that if Yisrael finds himself traveling on a road with an Akum, tofel yamino, he should keep the Akum on his right side, so if the idolater attempts to kill him, he can stop him with his right hand. Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says that if the Akum has a sword, he should be kept to the Yisrael's right side, so the sword, which is sheathed on the Akum's left, will be near the Yisrael's hand. But if he has a staff held in his right hand, he should be kept to the Yisrael's left side. So once again, when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, while he went back to work making sure the Akum traveling with him with a sword was on his right side. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Chafov. So the symbol of Daf Chafov is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car ka. So here goes. The idolater who drove his ka, that must be on Daf Chav Aleph. The idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rumer says, Ein maskim lehem batim b'Eretz Yisrael, we may not rent houses to Ovdei Avodah Zorah in Eretz Yisrael, vein tzarech lomar sados, and it goes without saying that fields may not be rented to them there. Rabbi Yossi says we may rent houses to them in Eretz Yisrael, but not fields. Rumer's language indicates that the prohibition against renting fields is more severe than that of renting houses. This is because renting fields may lead to selling them, which would involve two transgressions. Chada chanias karka, one, giving the Akum a holding in the land, the chada de Mafka will have a miser, and another that removes the field from miser obligations. So the idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house, which reminds us the Gemara discusses selling and renting properties in Syria. So the idolater who drove his car all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house, after being told that renting Beryl's bathhouse was also out of the question, which reminds us, in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Lo yiskor adam mirchatzu over kochavim." A person may not rent his bathhouse to an idolater, mifnei shenikra al shmo, because it's known by his name, meaning people know it belongs to the Jew. And the akamu dumolache in it on Shabbos and Yantov, which people assume the Jewish owner instructed him to do for him. Daf Chabes. So the Simmer Daf Chabes is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes the taxi cab partnership. Taxi cab. That must be on Daf Chabes. Cab. The taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, which reminds us, a brisa states that if a Jew and an Akum accepted a field for sharecropping, the Jew cannot tell the idolater, take your portion of the work and do it on Shabbos, and I'll do my work on Sunday. Since half of each day's work is incumbent upon each partner, the Akum is performing the Jew's work for him on Shabbos. But if they stipulated from the beginning that the Akum would work on Shabbos and the Jew on Sunday, it is permitted because the Jew is never responsible for work on Shabbos. So the taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid didn't allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy, which reminds us, the second parak begins, "Ein mamin behema bepundako shel ovdei chochavim." We may not leave an animal in the stable of idolaters' inns, mifnei shechashudin ahoravia, because they're suspected of having relations with animals, and the owner would violate lifnei iver for facilitating the idolater's transgression. So the taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid did not allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy, because the Goy's ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai and Lepaska Zum Hasan, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches, Chaviven Alehen Behemten Sho Yisrael Yosem Min Neshosehen. Animals of Yisrael are preferable to Ovdei Avodah Zorah over their wives. Rav Yochanan explained the reason, because when the Nachash had relations with Chava, Hitoba Zahuma, he cast impurity into her. The Gemara asks why this Zahuma did not impact Jews, and answers, Yisrael Sha'amdu Har Sinai Paska Zum Hasan. Yisrael who stood at Har Sinai and accepted the Torah, their impurity ended, just like all their defects were. Idolaters who did not stand at Har Sinai retained their zuhuma. Daf Chav Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The Kugelach champion, Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The Kugelach champion, who used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that Isha Shenechbesh Abidei Ovdei Kochavim, a woman who was imprisoned in the hands of idolaters, Aidei Mamon Muteres Chabala, if it was because of money she owed them, she's permitted to her husband and were not concerned she had relations with them, because specifically when she was imprisoned for money, Misyare Mishum Hepsid Mamono, the Goy is afraid to violate her because of the risk of losing his money. So the Kugelach champion used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red Kugelach shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a Paraduma from a Nachri, which reminds us, in the Mishnah about Paraduma, Rabbi Eliezer says, "In a Nikach has been over the Kochamim, it cannot be purchased from idolaters, but the Chamim permit it." So the Kugelach champion, who used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red Kugelach shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a Paraduma from a Nachri, but wasn't sure if the para has the status of Kadshe Mizbeach or Kadshe Bedek Abayis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, is a para Duma Kadshe Mizbeach or Kadshe Bedek Abayis? Daf Chav Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Chav Dalet is a Kad, a pitcher. So here goes. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher, that must be on Daf Chav Dalet, Kad. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the mice of Dama ben Nasin, who refused to wake up his father even though it meant losing the opportunity to sell stones for the ephod at an exorbitant price. So the idolater potter refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, which reminds us, an Amor taught that Rabbi Eliezer disqualifies animals bought from idolaters to be used for any carbon. A rabbi replied to Rabbi Eliezer that the pasuk says that in the time of Mashiach, the flocks of Kedar, meaning idolaters, will be brought as karbanas. Rabbi Eliezer responded, "Kulam gerim guruim hem lasid lavot." They all will be attempted converts in the future, and although they'll not be accepted as gerim, there will no longer be a concern for revia. So the idolater potter refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, and proudly displayed his clay singing cow, pulling a pitcher, which reminds the pasuk says Visharena Paros Baderach Aderach Beishemesh. The cows walked on a straight path towards Beishemesh. Rameir said the word Visharena teaches Shamushira, that the cows recited a song of praise to Kosh Baruch Hu. Rav explains Sheyishu Panem Keneged Aron VaAmrushira, that they turned their faces toward the Aron and recited a song. The Gemara discusses which song they sung. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn the cows bringing the Aron sang Shira? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss how to protect oneself when traveling with an Akum? That's on daf Chav Hey. Good. Number three, which daf do you discuss selling and renting properties to Ovdei Avodah Zorah in Syria? That's on daf Chafav. Good. Number four. Which daf do we learn that in the times of Mashiach, the flocks of idolaters will be brought as karbanos because they'll be attempted gering? That's on daf Chavdalet. Good. Number five. Which daf does Gemara bring the brice of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and we learn that Zahirus brings to Zrizus? That's on daf Chav. Good. Number six. Which daf do you discuss the prohibition to rent a merchatz to an akum because of malacha on Shabbos? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn that a woman who was imprisoned in the hands of idolaters, Ayde Mamun Muteres Lebala, if it was because of money she owed them, she's permitted to her husband? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn that a woman should not have yichud with a goy, even if his wife is with him? That's on daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number nine. Which daf does the Gemara bring a machokas regarding how many hours the sun stood still for Yehoshua? That's on daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number 10. Which daf does Gemara bring three interpretations for the Isra of Osachanim? That's on daf Chaf. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.